When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Blooming English, where we help your English language skills blossom. Today, we're exploring an interesting and subtle aspect of language, euphemisms. Euphemisms are polite or mild expressions used to replace harsher or more direct language. They're a key part of English, helping to soften difficult topics or make conversations more comfortable. Let's start with one of the most common areas where euphemisms are used, talking about death. Rather than saying someone has died, people often say they have passed away or departed. These phrases soften the harsh reality of death, making it easier to discuss such a sensitive topic. On the more informal side, you might hear someone say that a person has kicked the bucket. While this phrase is still a euphemism, it's used in a more casual or humorous context. Next, let's look at the workplace, where euphemisms are often used to navigate difficult conversations. Instead of saying someone was fired, you might hear that they were let go. Similarly, companies may talk about downsizing when they're actually laying off employees. For individuals who are unemployed, they might describe themselves as between jobs. These expressions can help soften the impact of unpleasant news in a professional setting. Money is another area where euphemisms are frequently used. Instead of calling someone rich, you might say they are well off. On the other hand, someone who is poor might be described as financially challenged. Even the word investment can be a euphemism when it's used to describe an expense that's hoped to pay off in the future. These terms can make discussions about money more palatable. Euphemisms are also common when discussing age. Instead of calling someone old, they might be referred to as a senior citizen or simply mature. Another popular phrase is young at heart, which suggests that someone remains lively and youthful despite their age. These euphemisms help to show respect and sensitivity toward older individuals.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Advertising is full of euphemisms designed to make products sound more appealing. A car might be described as pre-owned instead of used, and a lower-cost item might be labeled as value-priced rather than cheap. The phrase all-natural is another common euphemism, though it often raises questions about what it really means. Advertisers use these euphemisms to put a positive spin on their products. When it comes to body functions, euphemisms are almost always used to avoid embarrassment. Instead of saying bathroom, people might refer to the powder room. The term expecting is often used in place of pregnant. And rather than using a more direct phrase, someone might say they passed gas. These euphemisms make discussions about bodily functions more socially acceptable. Now, let's practice using euphemisms. I'll present some scenarios, and I want you to think about which euphemisms might be appropriate. For example, if a company is reducing its workforce, instead of saying they're firing employees, they might say they're downsizing. Or if someone doesn't want to mention that they're poor, they might say they're financially challenged. Think about how these euphemisms change the tone of the conversation and why they might be used. Euphemisms can be incredibly helpful for maintaining politeness and sensitivity in conversation. However, they can also be problematic if they obscure the truth or create confusion. It's important to understand when and how to use euphemisms effectively, so they serve their purpose without misleading others. That's all for today's episode of Blooming English. We've explored a variety of euphemisms and discussed how they're used in different contexts. Understanding these expressions can help you communicate more effectively and sensitively. Keep an ear out for euphemisms in your everyday conversations and see how they're used to navigate tricky topics. Until next time, keep learning and let your English bloom.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save.